This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do actually have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Susan is in Newton.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I had received a couple of pots of tulips, bulbs with blooming tulips for Easter.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered, can I plant those at this time, or do I have to wait for them to, die down, or...
Well, I might, the temperatures are starting to come up, so, it gets pretty close to being able to do that. What I would do is, have you left it outside? Has it been inside?
I had them outside originally, but I brought them in.
Okay. Well, so...
So the flowers are pretty much done.
Yeah, understandably so at this point, but... What we want to do is we want to get them reacclimated to outside because they've been inside during the cold temperatures, and they've been inside in warm temperatures, right? So we want to reacclimate them to outside. And what we need to do is start bringing them out during the day. And then, when it gets a little bit closer to the nighttime, we bring them in as the temperatures drop a little bit. Right, because what we're doing is, if we were to just throw them back outside, and they've been inside in the warmth, they're not going to know what's going on, and it could really affect them. And we want them to die back to the bulb, but we don't want to force that die back immediately. Right, so
okay.
The bulbs that are out there, if it was in the ground all winter, they haven't started blooming. Right, they haven't gotten there yet. Whereas the ones that are forced, like the ones that you saw for Easter, have been in a greenhouse and brought to that level instead of having a complete winter months here. So we reacclimate it to outside. That can take, a few days, can take a week or so. And you leave it out a little bit longer each day, right? So if you started at, let's say, bringing in at 5 the first day, the next day, 5:30, 5:45, you bring it in, and so on until you kind of get it out there so it's going to be there. The temperatures are looking, in the next 7 to 10 days to be really nice overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not necessarily have to be a full week of this. But then, once you've got it acclimated, then you can put it right into the ground. You want it to die back, right? Because what's happening with a bulb, and this is in most cases with bulbs, not just the tulip, but we want the energy to go back into the bulb.
Right.
You don't want to just cut it back and make it just survive that way. So the flowers have already gone by. You can cut the stalks off, right? And then let it slowly die back. Let the leaves start to turn yellow, right? And then let it kind of just fade. At that point, once it's kind of died back, you can cut it back. But that might not necessarily happen right away. It could be a while because, you know, we're going into the season. We want it to have that time frame to take all its energy to put into back into the bulb. So it's not something that you want to just cut back and put in the ground. Let it die back the best possible for you. Now, there's a couple things you could do outside. If you want to put it in an area where you want to keep it, you know, for future, for it to try to come back, you know, put it right where you want, but just realize it's not going to look like much for a while.
Right.
Or you can plant it in an area that, you know, doesn't get as much, you know, visual exposure, but it still gets the exposure of the sun and the elements. And then later on in the season, when it's, you know, towards the end of the summer, you can move it to where you want to. That way, you know, it just doesn't look like a bunch of leaves out there.
So I do the back, the in and out, and then I let it sort of die down, and then I can plant it.
Well, you can plant it as soon as you've gotten it acclimated to outside, and that could take about 7-10 days.
Oh, okay.
You want to get it into the ground.
All right.
Because it wants to start feeling it wants to move its roots out into the soil, wants to get out there. But again, it'll start to die back. Not immediately, okay. But when you start seeing the yellow, you want the yellowing of the leaves to, hit most of the leaves before you would cut anything back from it, because it's taking the energy that it's put out into the plant and bringing it back into the bulb, and that's what we want. And that makes a better long-term bulb to come back instead of just pruning it back immediately after it's done flowering. That right there will actually affect bulbs long-term.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Susan. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Cole is in York, Maine.
Cole, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about seeding my lawn.
Okay.
I lived in York about 2 years, and the lawn has continued to get worse, and I've got a lot of moss. You know, here in a month or two, I'll have a lot of dandelions. It's very shady, and it's on a slope. I've had a soil test done. And they suggest a certain type of fertilizer, and I wanted to seed with the Shady Nook seed.
Okay.
And they suggest a different type of fertilizer, which is the Fairy Green Starter fertilizer. And I'm not sure what to do, so I'm looking for some direction.
Okay. Well, so there's a couple things we need to do in order for you to be successful, right? And part of that is, you know, we need to take care of the soil itself. Now, the soil in a shady area and something that has a lot of moss that goes into it, even though it is on a slope, might hold some of the moisture, might be compact. Being in York, you probably have some sand in the soil, just based on, being a beach town. But further inland you go, you're not going to have full sand there. But it could be a very compact soil. It could have had, it could be causing the moss with compact soil. It also could be very acidic, and that would depend on the soil sample that you sent in, and you got you got test results from it. Do you happen to remember what the pH level was for the soil sample?
Actually, yes. I have the results here, and the pH is 6.65.
Okay, which is pretty neutral. So it's not a bad level to be at. So there's, to me, that means something is stuck in the soil. Something's going on. There's probably other elements in there, without getting into all the details. But, like, are you looking at the soil test right now?
I am, yeah.
Okay. So the calcium rate on there, does it give you a number on there? It would be under CA?
Yeah, it would be a 226 calcium.
Okay, and now after it, does it kind of say, it does it give a number next to it, kind of saying like high, low, or it says something along the lines of?
This says optimal, and
Now, one more question off of that: the magnesium level, so Mg on there, does it show that?
Yes, it does, and it says 74.24, which is high.
Yeah. So. Here's what's happening. That magnesium level is creating a blocker in your soil, right? So your pH level is good, but it's not allowing any of the fertilizer or anything that you're doing to get where it needs to go. It brings it in and it just sits there. So on the other side of the break, I want to tell you more of what to do to get rid of the moss, which is also going to help the soil in an all-in-one type that will help you be more successful with the lawn. So hang tight with me. For everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock. Wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage wins out. Wilt Stop.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are on the phone with Cole, who has had some, you know, his lawn has just, the past couple of years, has just gone downhill. And soil tests, they've given him information on what to do. But, you know, I asked a couple questions. I asked where the magnesium level was, which is very high. And when I hear that, magnesium is one that creates like a blocker. So it's kind of like, you know, we use crabgrass control in the spring. The crabgrass control goes down and it creates a blocker to block the weeds from coming, the crabgrass from coming up, right? Well, magnesium kind of does the same thing, but in the soil, and it blocks the elements, the fertilizer that we're putting down, all of that, from getting to where it needs to go. It kind of just stores it up and it just sits. And so that seems to be the case here. So how can we fix this? Well, there's a product out there, and it seems like you're using products from Jonathan Green at the moment. They have a product called Love Your Soil. All right, so Love Your Soil is like, it's like a fast-acting gypsum. It's a faster way to break down soil and, you know, release the trapped nutrients. You know, it would be the same product. Another product along those lines would be sulfur from Natural Alternative. Both of these would be great options to use. And what I would do is I would use it at double the rate that the suggested amount is on the bag. The bag will probably say 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It should say right on there too what the spreader settings are for double the rate. But you want to use it at double the rate, which is about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And so what you're going to do is you're going to put this down multiple times. But it's going to be in 6 week intervals. So it's not going to be right away, but it's going to be 6 week intervals because that's how quickly it works. It's a fast acting. So as soon as it hits the ground, it starts working and breaking down. It's not like a, you know, the old style gypsum where it could take 6 months for it to really do anything. So this product alone will help remove some of the magnesium that's in the soil. But in turn, it will release the other elements that are in the soil already. Okay, so, you know, you're going to need to continue on with the regular fertilizing that you've been doing and what they're suggesting to get seeds started. But this is something that is causing some of that moss to be there as well. Because moss wants to go in something that doesn't have a great soil structure, doesn't have a lot of great, you know, elements to it. Now, again, you probably have great elements, but they're stuck. So it's almost like there's nothing there for it. So that's why the moss is coming in. So what we'll also want to do is, as you see the moss come in, use a moss killer, like a Moss Max. You can use it in a granular form. You can use it in a liquid form. But you're going to spray it, and the moss is going to turn black. You need to remove the moss once you start seeing it die and turn black. It's going to sound crazy, but for some reason, if you don't remove the moss, it will come back. Right? So we need to kill the moss, then remove the moss to come back. So it doesn't come back. We don't want it to come back. That's the idea, right? You can also, so while you're killing the moss, that's when you put that Love Your Soil down or the sulfur. That helps release the trapped nutrients, helps break down this barrier that's there, which allows you to start seeding by using that Very Green for seeding, right? And using the right seed. And you're telling me that it's a very shady area. Shady Nooks is the way to go. Shady Nooks does not have a bluegrass in it. And so if you have a lot of shade, this is the Fescues and Ryes, which is better for shade. Whereas bluegrass likes sun. It will grow in some shade, but we don't want to mix something in there when you have a very dense shade cover. So, you know, hopefully that's helping you out, Cole. If you want to have any follow-up questions, hang tight with me if you're still with us. But our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
USA News Update. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on in the Middle East. It is the result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th. It is believed Hamas still holding 99 living hostages.
This has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again.
Donald Trump speaking outside the campaign fundraiser event in Palm Beach Saturday night with wife Melania by his side. Big donors turning out. The event expected to take in an estimated $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised in an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on social media writing, "It's the biggest night in fundraising of all time." And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we were on the phone with Cole. He was asking about the lawn and kind of gave a bunch of information. Do you have any follow-up questions on that, Cole?
I do, just to clarify. So we're going to do the moss killer and the sulfur at the same time. And when the moss dies off, I will remove that. So at what point in time or can I this season seed, and then which fertilizers do I use? Do I use what the soil test recommended, or do I use the Very Green starter fertilizer, or both?
So once the moss is controlled and once you've seen it go, you know, die down, that's when I would start seeding. Right. Because the reason why I would say that is we kill the moss, but then we have to kind of rake it up to get rid of it. Now, if you kill the moss and then seed, but don't clean up the moss, and then you go to rake it, you could be pulling up some of that seed with it. Right. So, you know, you're going to see results on the moss dying in a few days. It's not going to be weeks. Right. So once you've removed that moss, that's when you can start seeding at that point. Okay. And you would use the starter fertilizer, the Very Green starter fertilizer. Okay. Now, if you have an issue with crabgrass, there are products out there that you can use as a starter fertilizer with crabgrass control. Jonathan Green doesn't have it, unfortunately. It's only out there in the small bags by Scott's. It's their step one for seeding, basically. They have a new product called, I think it's called Triple Action for seeding. That would be the one where you could put grass seed down at the same time as a crabgrass control. Because it is, you know, made to understand the difference between crabgrass and good grass, right? So that would be the only time that you could do it. So basically, you know, you put the moss killer down, and about a week later, you could start doing everything else. The moss killer is going to be good because it's going to remove that moss, open up the soil a little bit so it is exposed. Once you've removed the moss, you know, you can rough rake the soil a little bit, and that you don't have to do anything crazy. What you can do is kind of just take that rake that you've been, you know, that you clean the moss up with, and just rough the soil up a little bit. So when you put the seed down, when you put the Love Your Soil down, you put the starter fertilizer down, it stays in that place. It has some grit. It has something to hold it in place. And so from there, that's what I'd like to see you do. So you could be seeding, honestly, in 2 weeks, 10 days. Just going to depend on when we can get out there and do some of these things, you know, weather permitting, right? So ideally, you could start now. But the fact of the matter is we just had snowstorms. And I know, you know, York had some pretty bad, you know, flooding damage this winter. Not sure if you had any of that, but that could be part of, you know, aspects of the soil as well. So we got to just keep all those things in mind.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all of your knowledge. It's been very helpful.
No problem, Cole, and good luck, and keep us posted on how it goes. And just remember that Love Your Soil, you can use three applications, and I want you to do it all three applications in 6 week intervals. It's going to help the soil tremendously. And then at the end of that, I want you to do another soil test because that's going to tell you what worked. And I bet you some of the elements that are there have been released, so they're not going to be as high. So we're going to need to start adding the nutrients back into it at a regular rate, which will then allow you to not worry about the moss, will not worry about all the other things.
Got it. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great day, Cole. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's starting to liven up there. It's not beautiful out, but it's going to be a decent day. So keep that in mind. You'll be able to get out there. And then, you know, tomorrow I'm looking at a real good day. Should be real nice. And this week, just temperatures are jumping. It's looking great this week. I mean, 66 tomorrow, 59 on Tuesday. You know, a little bit of rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But are we surprised by that? Right? And then next week, looking to be in the 60s. I'm not seeing a lot of low temperatures other than tonight. All right, tonight looking like 30 degrees of a low. But after that, in the 40s, mostly in the 40s the rest of the week. So things are starting to get in that spring feel, right? For those of you who, you know, have snow, obviously we got to wait. We got to wait for the snow to go away. But, you know, we got time. It's early in the spring, right? It's very, very early, plenty of time. So we just want to have some patience with it, right? We want to have some patience with the lawn, the garden out there. We have some time, but we are getting so close. This last snowstorm, you know, I saw somebody say it online saying, you know, it is the poor man's fertilizer, like we used to talk about all the time. You know, well, it's, yeah, poor man's fertilizer. But the fact of the matter is, I would have rather had regular fertilizer at this point, right? I'd rather have had regular, you know, regular weather and not this extra snow. So, anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. plenty of time left in the show. Now, if you're planting this year, this spring, I want you to use Biotone Starter from Espoma. Now, Biotone is an amazing product that has is full of mycorrhizae, right? That beneficial fungus that attacks your root system and helps build a bigger, stronger root system. Now, the mycorrhizae itself will help you grow that root system so it can actually pull the fertilizers, the elements that it needs from the soil. It's also got that starter fertilizer in it, so you're getting the best of both worlds. But this is used anytime you plant anything, right? It can be used on shrubs, trees, flowers, vegetables, all of it. It's not specific. Now, here's the thing. You can use the mycorrhizae that's in here and any other forms of mycorrhizae, and it's not going to affect your plants, right? So mycorrhizae is a great thing. So if you have another product out there that has just mycorrhizae, add it to it, because a little bit will go a long way. And the mycorrhizae that's on here, the bacillus, is amazing product to be in there. So this is the Biotone Starter Fertilizer. This is something that I highly recommend anytime you're planting new plants. And this year, if you're starting anything, perennials, trees, shrubs, make sure you use it. Now, the directions are on the package of how much to use, and it's very specific on how much to use. More is not better, right? More is not better. We want to use the right amount. We don't want to have any burn. We don't want to have any issues. We want to have it fine, okay? You know, one thing it also does, and it's not usually something you think about, but it can be put down on new lawns, right? So new lawns, it can almost act as a starter fertilizer, and you use 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So, you know, that's going to be a good amount compared to, you know, a starter fertilizer itself. But can you imagine the amount of mycorrhizae and microbes that are in that could go to your lawn? And I never really thought of it. But, you know, you look at the Espoma website, which is espoma.com, and the more you look at the products, the more information that's there. And I hadn't paid attention to it before, but it's saying right on their website, apply 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet prior to seeding or installing sod. That's pretty cool. Add those microbes, that mycorrhizae to the soil. I mean, that's a recipe for success right there. So it's the Espoma product. Tons of information on their website at espoma.com. If you have more questions, I'm sure you'll have a lot of them answered there, because I go there all the time just to get the right information to make sure when I talk to you guys or when I'm at the garden center, I'll look there and say, oh yeah, this is right. This is what's going on. So definitely go to their website at espoma.com. They've been in the industry for so long that, you know, it's been since 1929. We're at 95 years this year. So great company, very rooted in the industry. So take a look at their information. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And almost halfway through the show, but still plenty of time left. If you have some questions for us, so feel free and call us, and we will do everything we can to help you out. Now, if you're looking for us, if you're looking for us, you might not hear us right now. But to pass on any of that information to anybody who would be looking for us, go to our website at paulparent.com. You'll click on the top of the page. It'll say listen live and podcast. That'll bring you to the next landing page. That landing page has two pictures, one of my father and I, and then one of just my father, the picture of my father and I. You click on that link, that will bring you to the GCN network, and you can see, you can listen live right there. Well, at the same time, if you click on the picture of my father, that'll bring you to some of the old podcasts. So definitely worth it. definitely worth taking a look at. But if you want to listen to us the whole show, because we're here every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. So we're here, even though on some stations we're only a few hours here and there, which I get, right? But if you want to hear all 4 hours, we're there, because we start at 6 a.m. I'm here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, right? You know, ready to go. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can definitely call us. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about to take a break here. We get back more gardening information, and we will do our best to help you out. And if you have questions, call us. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. It's lightening up out there. It's a bit of a cloud cover, a little chilly still. But later on, might be a nice day to get out and do some more cleanups. Still be leaving all the leaves, all the compost, all the straw, the salt marsh hay, whichever you've put in the, you know, your perennial beds, kind of leaving that as long as possible. And this is one of those things where the longer we leave it, the more beneficial it is for your pollinators that are overwintering in your mulch, your straw, whichever, right? So that's something to be thinking about doing, is kind of just saying, all right, I'm going to do some cleanup, but I'm not going to remove this just yet. We could remove some of those, you know, covers for your plants. Although, you know, I've been telling everybody to remove those covers for a few weeks here. And then we get those snowstorms, and it's like the ones that left them on probably benefited. I was driving up in southern New Hampshire yesterday in the Nashua area, and I drove by a business that actually had some upright hollies, some of the Japanese hollies. They weren't steeds. They were like a sky pencil holly. And they were still wrapped up in burlap. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That probably makes sense. At this point, though, I mean, I'm not a meteorologist, but it looks like we're going to get better. So this will be the time to start removing some of that burlap if you haven't already, getting them ready for spring, so that the sun, as it being a little bit higher in the air here, it'll get warmer. And by leaving that burlap on there, is going to start to burn some of the inner leaves. It's going to start not allowing the plant to pull the nutrients from the soil because it's blocking it. It's slowing it down. It's basically keeping it in that dormant state. So we definitely need to keep that in mind, right? So it is that time to remove it. I can say with full confidence at this point, well, I can't say that it might not rain, might not snow, but I will say with full confidence, this is definitely something that we should be doing. We should be removing the burlap from the plants, but we are not removing the salt marsh hay or the mulch or the leaves. We leave those as long as possible. I'm a huge proponent of leaving the leaves. The more I've looked into it, the more I've read, the more information that comes out about it, it just makes so much more sense to keep it going, because it's definitely worth it for the long term effects of having the pollinators there, right? So anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got a couple hours left in the show, so plenty of time for some of your questions. So definitely call us with those. But we are here to help you out. Earlier, we talked about some of the different perennials that you can be cutting at this point. And, you know, some of them were no-brainers, right? Some of them we just kind of were like, oh, yeah, no, that makes more sense. We gotta look at that. We got to do this. Say this is the time. This is the time to start cleaning up. And we, go through a couple, like a stilbe, one of them, start pruning that back. We're looking at black-eyed Susans. We're looking at, the butterfly bush. A lot of people consider it more of a perennial than a shrub. But that is one to prune back. A butterfly weed, right? That's a good one to be pruning at this time. Dianthus, foxglove. We're looking at some of the liatris, right? The liatris and the black-eyed Susan are two great perennials to leave the flower pods there because they turn into seed pods and they provide food for the birds, and then some may even self-seed. So just a couple things to be thinking about. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll come back in the 8 o'clock hour. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.